It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad this morning. 63 degrees outside. Very comfortable morning.
Yeah, nice morning.
The more you stand outside, the more you're thinking jacket. No, okay,
no,
maybe
no
not.
Way. No way.
Maybe not. It's very nice outside this morning. Looks like it should be a pretty nice day here in the Nishna Valley as well. Hopefully we can string together a bunch of them. Thought for a little while there last night we might see a little rain around the region, but really didn't happen at all, did it? Doesn't look like it's going to happen much this week either. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Excuse me. Got a 36-inch gas cooktop in new condition. Electric cooktop with a matching oven in excellent condition. Can be bought almost for a song. One used automatic washer, one Maytag drying center. Got a matched washer dryer set front load by Maytag. Two used smooth top electric ranges. Got a two-door refrigerator with top freezer. Used two-door refrigerator with a bottom freezer in good condition. Used 25 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator. A near-new Whirlpool air cleaner, portable. Use built-in dishwashers, have two of those, and one portable dishwasher. Got two microwave hood combinations at $50 each, and they both work. Holland gas grills, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance and enjoy soft water all the time. Room air conditioners in stock, a good variety of models, and air dehumidifiers in stock in three popular sizes. Jim?
All right. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, it kind of seems early. I know folks have been making comments and things, and they've also been making purchases, too. But in the last, couple of weeks, perhaps, we've seen things pop up in the area that you usually don't see until probably the later part of July. You know what I'm talking about yet? Sweet corn. More and more, we're starting to see those sweet corn stands pop up around the area. Folks around here, of course, love their sweet corn, and it's one of those things that we look for usually toward probably the middle to latter part of July, but really started to see some of that actually even before the 4th of July this year. I assume some of that had to do with the fact that the weather was so nice so early this year. They were able to get some of those early plantings done very quickly, but of course, sweet corn is one of those things, especially here in Iowa, where we're so close to the product that we love so much. I was looking around a little bit online, a website called thereluctantgourmet.com. He's a little humorous there, too, but he's also got some stuff on here about sweet corn and how to buy and how to cook the sweet corn that you seem to love. You know, there are over 200 different varieties of sweet corn. You don't tend to think about it in different types of varieties and things. There's the different names like bodacious and butter and sugar and all kinds of different names and stuff for it. But they don't really market sweet corn by the variety. It's usually just a matter of putting up a sign that says fresh. And that's about all it takes to get folks there. But when you're out looking to buy sweet corn, one of the first things to remember is that buying corn on the cob is that it all starts converting sweet-tasting sugars to starches right after it's picked. So ideally, you want to buy sweet corn, cook it, and eat it all the same day that it's picked, or at least as close to that as possible. They say that sweet corn has about an 80 to 20 sugar starch ratio when it's harvest, but within 3 days, that ratio completely flips to 20-80, and that's the difference between really sweet, tender corn and kind of mealy, tough corn as well. So when you're buying, pick up each ear and look for ears that feel full and plump in your hand. Want to take a look at the silk that sticks out at the top, too. It should be a golden pale, slightly sticky, and the more the merrier there, too. Now, even though sometimes it can be messy and gets all over you when you're shucking it, the more silk, the more kernels of corn. So you also want the husks to have a good green color, not a brown color. Now, even though a lot of stores don't appreciate you doing this, you might try popping one of the kernels with your thumbnail. And if the juice from the kernel is milky, then the fresher the corn. But don't buy corn that's been sitting out in the sun all day. Either the sun and heat speed up that conversion of sugar to starch. That's why you see a lot of those things covered up under tents and things to keep them in the shade. You want to look at the bottom of the ear of corn where it's been broken off at the stalk, too. If it's already turned brown, then it's most likely at least a couple of days old. If you're not going to cook and eat your fresh corn that day, store it in the refrigerator with the husks left on. Cooling it will help slow down the sugar-starch transformation, and you may also want to remove the long stem and the outermost big leaves to prevent any loss of moisture. Now, it'll last more than a day, but, you know, as that clock continues to tick, so does that sugar-starch ratio, and that's kind of how things go. Now, when you're prepping your corn, you need to shuck the corn, too. You want to start by peeling that husk back from the top and removing it completely. You want to remove all those thin hairs, all that silk that runs from the top to bottom. If you're really fussy about those hairs, you could use a vegetable brush or maybe a damp cloth, too, and then finish up by breaking off that stalk at the bottom. Now, how do you cook your sweet corn? There are just all kinds of different ways for folks to cook their sweet corn. Everyone has their favorite. You can do it on top of the stove in a pot of water. Didn't everybody grow up with Mom throwing all those ears of sweet corn in a big pot of water and taking a long time to do it? Some folks will do it in a steamer. You can do it on the grill, perhaps in the microwave. This particular gentleman says he even tried cooking a large number of ears for a party in the dishwasher. I don't think I'd suggest that, however. He says he had wishy-washy results. I think he's being a little humorous there, too, but I don't think I'd give that a shot. The most popular way to cook fresh sweet corn on the cob, though, in most families, is boiling it in a pot of water, although some folks use different techniques as well. Some folks like a large pot of cold water and then add the corn and bring it to a boil. Then when the water comes to a rapid boil, the corn's usually done. But, you know, some folks boil the water first and then add the corn to it and let it cook for maybe about 5 minutes or so. Not that it probably matters a whole lot, both ways tend to produce pretty good corn as long as you kind of keep an eye on it and make sure you don't let things get out of hand. Some folks will add a teaspoon of sugar to the pot of water to help keep the corn tender, too. But if you're starting out with fresh sweet corn, what makes a difference, you know? Just go for that. There are some cooking don'ts when it comes to sweet corn, too. First of all is don't add salt to the water. You know, you see a lot of people that'll shake a little bit of salt in that water. They say don't do that because it just toughens up the corn then when it cooks. And don't cool off hot corn by running it under cold water. After you get a nice, warm, freshly cooked ear of corn, don't take it over to the sink and run it under cold water because it makes the corn soggy, and isn't that what you were really looking for anyway? How do you melt butter on cold corn? That just doesn't sound like fun. And don't overcook. Otherwise, the kernels tend to get hard, and then the corn will lose some of its sweet flavor as well. Now, I found another site, too, that had some ideas on different ways to cook, and it's thekitchen.com. And, you know, they talk about boiling being the classic way to prepare sweet corn and give you some ideas about that. They also talk about the microwave method. You know, some folks swear by that. Some folks think it's just the worst way to cook corn. I'll be honest with you, that's how we do it at home. Just the two of us, my wife and I, so we're not going to cook a big pot. Just a few ears. Doesn't take very long. We have a different way of doing it, I guess, than some folks do, but everybody has their own way. Now, if you're cooking just a few ears of corn for dinner, you really don't want to boil that big pot of water, then if you want to just leave the corn in the husks, you can do it that way, too. Some folks will leave the corn in the husks and microwave a couple of them at a time on high for about 4 to 6 minutes, depending upon the age of your corn, then let them cool enough to be able to handle, and then you strip off the husks and the silk, and they actually think that shucking is a little easier after it's been microwaved like that. Now, the way we do it at home in the microwave is we shuck it ahead of time, and then we run it under just a little bit of cold water, just enough to wet it down and get some extra moisture, and then we wrap it in saran wrap. Drop it in the microwave for about 3 minutes or so per ear, and away you go. That seems to work pretty well for us. I know it's awful hot when it comes out, and that butter does melt right away. Of course, another way to make corn is on the grill. Some folks just swear by that. I've never tried corn on the grill like that before, but some folks just love that extra little bit of smoky flavor that you can get doing it that way, too. Peel the husks back, but leave them attached at the stem, and then remove all the silk and brush the corn with olive oil. Butter sometimes can burn real easily, so they prefer olive oil. Cover the corn back up with the husks and secure them closed with a piece of string or aluminum foil, and then just roast the ears of corn over a medium-hot grill and turn them once in a while until the outer husks are charred and toasted. It usually takes about 15 minutes or so, and let the corn cool enough to be able to handle it and strip off the husks and then enjoy. I guess what it boils down to with corn is that everybody has their own methods, their own favorites, their own ways of doing things, and pretty much none of them are wrong. If it comes out all right, you're good to go. In fact, one of the most enjoyable things sometimes with sweet corn is watching kids have fun with it, because sometimes the sweet corn can be a little large for some of those small hands and small mouths. Sometimes they have a little bit of fun with it. Some people will use the little spray bottles of butter. Some people will use a little brush to put the butter on. Some people just grab the stick and rub it right on. And then you get little kids. They just might reach in and grab a half a handful of butter and then just start rubbing them up and down and, you know, making a mess out of things. Sometimes it's an art project, too. You never know how that's all going to work out. But no matter what, you're probably going to have a good meal, and you're probably going to have a little bit of a mess to clean up when it's all over. So enjoy your sweet corn. There's plenty of it out there, and you can find it pretty easily these days. Make sure you enjoy some, because it's just a short period of time when you get that fresh stuff, and then it'll all be gone again. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of refrigerators in stock. Amana, Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. Go over 75 new units in stock, so selection of models, colors, and sizes and prices is very good. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, Whirlpool, Amana, and Frigidaire. Washers and dryers, portable large and super capacity models in top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool Estates, B-Queen, Maytag, and LG. If you have space problems, we have 2 units in stack type models. Gas and electric ranges, full line of freestanding on display, full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. Stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, my favorite part of sweet corn is the little handles you put on the two ends so that you can pick it up. You know how many different types there are?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried those ones that look like a corkscrew? You got to screw them in?
Haven't tried those.
They don't work.
Yeah.
They just don't work very well. I kind of prefer those little two-prong ones.
Yeah.
Just stick them right in there. All kinds of different ones. But, well, enjoy your sweet corn. Kendall, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it as always. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.